Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of March 20th. I am your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. This is such a pivotal week astrologically. One of the most important weeks of this year, if not this decade in many ways. Here's a phrase from the poem for this week that I'll bring to you later in the podcast. Let go of your known way of being. This week, three planets change signs. Now let's do a big overview first. Planet, of course, is the archetypal energy that is existing in your own nature and the world, the collective nature. When it changes sign, from our perspective on the Earth, when it moves from one part of the star wheel, the zodiac wheel, to the other, that character is taking on a whole different energy expression. It's moving forward into a new phase of its life for a while. Three planets, three archetypes out of the 10 planets we work with, and then there's Chiron, the comet, asteroid, unique one. Three out of 10 are changing signs. That's big, and they're very important changes. First, on Monday, March 20th, the sun enters Aries at 2:24 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This marks equinox in both the southern and northern hemispheres. Of course, in the northern hemisphere, spring, it begins spring, this whole season of rebirth, starting over. For astrologers, it marks the beginning of a new astrological year. The 12 zodiac signs, we always start with Aries, and we go all the way through the 12 signs to Pisces, the sign the sun is just leaving. So this has a quality of stepping into a whole new part of your life. This energy of spring for the northern hemisphere, I'm going to be that northern hemisphere centric. Apologies to my southern hemisphere folks with this. And Aries is what's called a cardinal sign. All of the 12 signs have a certain mode of how they express themselves. The cardinal signs initiate, they get things started. And Aries is the most initiating sign of all. It strikes the match. It says, let's get on with it. It's a fire sign. It wants to move forward with energy, vibrancy, taking risks, going past the edges, being very independent and individual. I'm going to go here, let's go. It's the scout energy. And of course, it has its own wounded side, which is an unconscious running over. When the sun goes into Aries, whether you're northern or southern hemisphere, this is like renewal of let's start over and let's get the fire going again. And then on Tuesday, March 21st, the new moon is at 0 degrees of Aries, right after we move into equinox. That's at 10:23 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Now, the new moon is when the sun and moon come together in the heavens for that monthly union. It's an archetypal marriage of yin and yang. The solar energy of the heroine, hero, conscious self, shining the light, purposefully being in your life. And that moon, that instinctive nurturer yin, deeply yin archetype that is fluid and changeable and deeply connected to the waters of emotions. So the yin yang, the sun moon come together to seed a new cycle, a new monthly cycle of growth. Here it also comes together at the beginning point of Aries. So to have the new moon on equinox doesn't happen very often, and it overemphasizes in a way, in a good way, we are starting over, people. Plus, this new moon, the sun and moon together, are connected to the planet Neptune, which is still in Pisces, the sign just behind Aries. This is the dreamer visionary one. It has to do with our own attunement to other realities. our own deep spiritual unconscious self, mystical self, but also the challenge of Neptune in an unhealthy way is our victim self, where we've gone under spells. With the new moon in Aries, that fire sign with Neptune, it says, let's connect to our dreams and visions of how we go forward in a new way. And let's have the courage to break the spells. This has been a theme I've been giving you, many people have been giving you for a long time. This new moon is also conjunct or with Mercury in Aries, the storyteller archetype, the communicator, the mind that travels into different options and choices. Mercury in Aries says, think for yourself. Get new ways to communicate. You know, refresh your mindset. Come on. Let's just kind of shake it up. Let's do that spring cleaning that I mentioned in last week's podcast. So there is this powerful new moon energy, not only supporting you to strike the match, get on with something new, have the courage, bring your dreams and visions, Neptune, your sensitivity, Neptune, with your unique mind and new ideas that are coming in, new ways to think and communicate. So it's a very, very powerful energy of newness and seeding, which is a huge setup for the biggest change of all, really in the whole decade, which is on Thursday, March 23rd, the planet Pluto enters Aquarius. Such an important shift. Now, Pluto has been in the previous sign, Capricorn, since 2008. There's been many astrological comments and support for you to understand what this means. Pluto is the deep systemic change agent. Eric Meese, an astrologer, calls it the cosmic plumber because its energy archetypally is to go into those basements, as I talk, but go into the clogs and bring out the yuck and transmute it and change it. And I want to spend a little bit of time in this podcast honoring my colleague, Jani Nicholas. She's doing a brilliant job. I highly recommend you check out her app, Jani, C-H-A-N-I. And I want to tell you what she says about Pluto and Aquarius to help anchor it for you. First of all, the details of it. Pluto moves very slowly. So it goes into a sign, it dips its toe in, if you will, and then it goes retrograde, appears to go backwards, going back into the sign it was in. It goes back and forth over the edge for a while. It's a liminal place. Okay, I was in Capricorn. I'm going to do a little bit into Aquarius and I'm going to go back. So we're going to do this systemic back and forth. Are we done with Capricorn? What else has to be cleaned out? What's that last box in the basement that I haven't dealt with yet? Oh, and I feel the energy, the newness of the new sign I'm stepping into. So here's some dates to help you. So Pluto is in Aquarius this year from March 23rd to June 11th. So just a couple of months of like, here I am, you know, coming attractions. And then next year, Pluto is in Aquarius from January 20th until September 1st of 2024. So we get a longer time with Pluto in Aquarius and a less time with Pluto finishing up in Capricorn. And then finally, at the end of 2024, November 19th, Pluto goes in to Aquarius for the rest of this time that it's there until March 8th of 2043. Okay, we're talking about a 20-year cycle with this archetype in Aquarius. Now, here's the takeaway from Chani. For the first time in over two centuries, the planet of secrets, underworld journeys, and transformations plugs into the hive mind of Aquarius. The collective is about to reclaim its power. That's the headline. Okay. Now, Chani goes on to say a few more very important things. Pluto is a transformer. Its visits change everything. As the planet of wealth, power, secrets, mystery, and shadow journeys, Pluto teaches us that life is an unstoppable force. It unfurls from the fertile decay of the compost heap. Its fungi fans from the rot of a tree. Its lotus flower blooms within a bed of mud. Pluto magic is all about rebirth. Whenever new growth emerges from a dark night of the soul, trust that the CEO of Underworld Journeys is involved, Pluto. Now, she goes on to say, why this Pluto and Aquarius shift is breaking news. Pluto hasn't journeyed through Aquarius since the late 1700s. Through Pluto's 2023 stint in Aquarius is only, though Pluto's 2023 stint in Aquarius is only a three-month teaser of the change to come, we're about to board a once-in-several-centuries roller coaster ride. This is unexplored territory in our lifetime and many lifetimes before. When Pluto enters Aquarius, It brings its transformative themes into the realm of information technology, data, science, and systems of power. Aquarius is a sign concerned with the collective. By the end of Pluto's time here in 2044, we can expect our social norms and ideologies to be radically transformed. Whether we're focused on the ongoing climate crisis, the rise of extreme political ideologies, or the epidemic of gun violence, Pluto in Aquarius demands our full cooperation in turning major issues around. The Planet of Power's recent travels through Capricorn revealed how stuck we are within cultures of supremacy, where the game is rigged to benefit the 1%. Pluto in Aquarius asks, well, what about the 99%? As we have learned through educational campaigns on social media, as well as through our ability to record and collectively refuse state violence, we have the tools to find each other, to mobilize, to organize. We just need a rallying cry urgent enough to cut through the noise of endless virtual distractions. Now, I'm spending a lot of time giving you Chani's words because I think she is a brilliant astrologer with a lens on social change. And I want to seed with you as my community, notice, you know, we're just starting as Pluto goes into Aquarius. We have plenty of time. Pluto takes the slow way, okay? The deep, slow transformation. And the quote from this week's podcast, let go of your known ways of being. And particularly pay attention to where already there is a quickening of that hive mind, the collective. Where are my people? Where are my tribes? Not from a place of polarization, but from a longing, a place of, yes, let's work together to change our world. And with Pluto being there, it's not just pie in the sky social dreaming. It's like, do the hard work, roll up your sleeves, do your personal shadow work as the collective has to do its collective shadow work. And this is such a major turning of the tide. It's a turning of the ages. It's been happening for a long time. You could look back really in the 1960s, last century, really started to bring that Aquarian impulse in. Think about the Hair and the Age of Aquarius song. And then also in 2020, we talked about Jupiter and Saturn coming together at 0 degrees of Aquarius, marking a new 20-year cycle and a new 200-year cycle, and in some ways anchoring in the new change of a 2,000-year age shift. It's all there, and yet it doesn't happen overnight. So notice this week, with all this big shift, just notice I'm at the turning of the tides. I'm at that liminal age of changing from the old to the new. There's plenty of time in our life, in the next few years, in the next decade, in the next 20 years, to notice what that really means. Mark it, honor it. You might want to do an equinox ceremony in your own way to honor these big changes. And we're not done. The end of the week, Saturday, March 25th, Mars enters Cancer. It's there until May 25th of 2023. This is a big deal. Not as big as Pluto in Aquarius, but it's also big for us on an energetic level, because Mars has been in Gemini due to its retrograde motion last year. It's been in Gemini since August 20th of 2023. We've really had an 8-month gig of this character in Gemini. Now, Mars is the active advocate, the yang of the yang, okay? The warrior, the warrioress, the standing up for, the fighting on behalf of, but also in its wounded side, the very aggressive, pissed off one who is unconsciously violent or consciously violent. And since late August last year, what's really been amplified is this war with ideas. Gemini's an air sign of the mind, of ideas. And really many of us have realized there's been this battle in our own natures of what's the old mindset, the old ideas, the old stories that are making me sick, because Mars is about our energy, making our world sick. And yet this having to engage with what are the battles I'm fighting that I need to stop fighting? Where am I spending my life energy, Mars, in a way that is debilitating and non-sustainable? We had to go through this passage of deep change, especially with Mars retrograde from late October of last year till mid-January of this year. Okay, so taking a break. Here's another changing, crossing the line, opening to a new era. Mars going into Cancer is a whole different sign. Gemini is the mind. It's a sign of the mind and ideas and communication. Wonderful. Cancer is a water sign of feelings, sensitivity. Where do I belong? What's family, quote unquote? So one of the things you may be noticing in the next month and a half is that, wow, I'm exhausted from all the mental fighting inside and out. How do I come home? How do I come home to emotional nurturance? How do I have the courage to be more tender and emotionally available to myself and others? How do I look at underneath my mental battles and my positionality and my polarization and othering of others that I'm actually really scared? And maybe it's time I turn and look at my vulnerability and all the emotional needs and unmetabolized emotional trauma that I have not had the capacity to address. And then you throw Pluto changing signs and saying, collective, we are leaning in. How did we get to this place of domination and supremacy and violent control in our own natures, in our own psyches, in our world? All of this is here this week, this foreshadowing, this energetic uplifting. And again, this is going to take us a long time. So just notice these significant archetypal shifts. And where you really can tell the truth, it's time to let go of your known way of being. Wow. So taking a breath, let me give you the poem that I want to honor this week with. It's called Allow from Donna Faulds. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and we'll create a new channel. Resist, and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow, and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in. The wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of your heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. This week, dear ones, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. Resource yourself, honor yourself, bear witness to the inner and outer huge shifting of the tides. And fasten your seatbelts for the immense collective and personal roller coaster that we're on with Pluto going into Aquarius. Thanks as always for your continued support. Save the dates. I'm doing a Pluto and Aquarius workshop on Sunday, April 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stay tuned. Take good care.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.